This is St. Louis Public Radio. December 14th marks the 20th anniversary of the final Dayton Peace Accord signing that ended the Bosnian War. Many St. Louis Bosnians say that agreement left them feeling frustrated. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Reiter Arnold learned why.
The whole country is being on life support, really, and supported by the international community.
That was Elvir Ahmedovic. He says the peace accord stopped the fighting but didn't lead to a strong country. Ahmedovic was still in Bosnia in 1995. He remembers hearing the war was over. His family was living in an abandoned suburban house after fleeing the Srebrenica massacre.
But at least we had roof over our heads, we had floors, running water, so that was quite nice compared to what we've been through.
There they learned the violence was ending.
One night we were listening to radio and we heard the news about the Dayton Peace Agreement and all the promises and everything that the war will end, and the war did indeed end, but that was about it, really.
Alvir's friend Akif Tsogo didn't take the announcement seriously.
I didn't really feel like, okay, you know, they signed the agreement and war was over. Like, it didn't really feel like that.
Now Ahmedovic and Tsogo sit at Cafe Plato, a local Bosnian coffee shop and bar in South City. Soccer's on TV, the music's up, and people at the bar easily switch between Bosnian and English while they talk. Here, no celebrations will mark the anniversary of the end to a war that killed 100,000 Bosnians. The peace agreement's architects hoped it would lay the groundwork for the nation to rebuild. As President Bill Clinton said after the 1995 peace talks,
there will be an effective central government, including a national parliament, a presidency, and a constitutional court.
Both Ahmedovic and Tsogo say the government is doing little to rebuild. Tsogo says the list of problems goes on and on.
Corruption, there's a black markets that you can really, you can't really stop from growing, you know, with around 43% of unemployment, official unemployment right now in Bosnia.
Ahmedovic agrees.
The process of reconciliation, rebuilding the country, establishing the functioning government and everything, it seems to be much more difficult than it was, I guess, conceived to be at the time when they signed the accord.
According to these Bosnians, the structural problems come down to the Bosnian government using the peace agreement as a constitution. That is not how the document was written.
It was actually meant to be amended, changed, revised to fit the conditions, political, ethnic, economic conditions of the country.
Later I spoke with Ben Moore, who runs the Bosnia Memory Project at Fontbonn University. He says the problems with the peace accord run deep for most Bosnian immigrants.
It really inscribes into the political system the ethnic differences between Bosnian Serbs, Bosnian Croats, and Bosnian Muslims.
He says the system allows perpetrators of ethnic cleansing to maintain government positions. This knowledge can leave immigrants with continuing psychological damage.
The denial of responsibility for the genocide is something that has extremely harsh consequences for the morale of people who were expelled.
Back at Cafe Plato, Tsogo says the results of the accord leave the country rudderless.
In essence, there is no solid, centralized frame for the country that is strong enough that can withstand basically that partitioning within the Bosnia.
At the moment, the country's still holding together, but both Bosnians say drafting a real constitution would lay the foundation for better governance, which would improve the quality of life for family and friends and allow many immigrants to reconnect with their country of birth. I'm Willis Reiter Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.
To learn more about the history of the Bosnian War, visit our website at stlpublicradio.org.